Larry Fitzgerald running out right, and he'll throw it backwards. The ball hits the ground. The ball's on the field. The 49ers will dive on it. It's going to be...
Oh, it's going. There it is.
Backwards.
Get it, Tart. Get it, Tart.
They have a touchdown here. DJ Reed will pick it up and take it in the end zone for a touchdown.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning whenever you're listening to this. I'm your host, JV. This is the JV Sports Show. Welcome to the Week 11 recap and the Week 12 preview. This is going out a little late, obviously, when you're going to get this. Games are going. Just know that I do my prep work. I look ahead to the weeks ahead. I go ahead and I make my picks. So even though I may be recording this on Sunday, as the games go, please know that I've given careful consideration to the matchups and in no way have been swayed by the current scores that are happening today. So with that in mind, because I think you'll see that some of the picks that I have for week 12 are actually going to be so wrong in so many different ways. So anyway, why don't we go ahead and get to the week 11 recap. Sam versus me. Well, Mahomes did it to me again. I don't understand it. It's like the 1 week I don't start him, he goes off, and then now he's just been playing Rodgers-esque type numbers, putting up those types of numbers. So I'm not sure what's going on. I needed less than 6.5 points to beat Sam on Monday night and came up short. And what I really needed was Rivers to throw a late touchdown and send it into overtime to have any chance. But as Rivers is prone to do, he overthrew all of his receivers, as he's been doing, at least in the last few games that I've been watching the Chargers games. AJ versus Perm. Breeze and Kamara showed up for AJ last week as he handedly handed a handsome loss to Perm. Lamar Jackson is making a case for MVP of real football and fantasy football, along with McCaffrey. Unfortunately, he was the only big contributor on Perm's team. Cadman Sr. versus Caleb. Caleb's got a bit of a win streak going as Papa Cadman continues to slide. Caleb's biggest point total came from the Atlanta Falcons D. As expected, the Niners D came up big for Papa Cadman, but everyone else on his team took a dirt nap? I don't know. No, dirt nap means they would have died. That's not it. Anyway, they were sleeping on the job. There you go. Nima versus Moyne. I guess this was Upset City this week. A lot of the top teams lost, and most of them, I think, underperformed in their matchups. This makes 3 in a row for Moyne, so look at him to get back on track in Week 12. Meanwhile, Nima had Jimmy G go off for 37 points to help him secure that win. Linda versus B-Pack. Unfortunately for Linda, her hot streak came to an end, but B-Pack's continued, as that made 3 in a row for him as he continues to dominate the league, including being number 2 in the power rankings as of recording this, including leading the league in points. It seems those trades helped him. I mean, so many trades. Trades coming out his nose. Jeremy versus Jason. Jeremy has his second straight 70-plus point game, meaning he hasn't broke into the 80s. Excuse me. He hasn't broke past the 80s in the last 2 weeks. And the analysts everywhere asking, what's going on? That's two in a row for Jeremy. He can't afford to lose another one for fear of missing the playoffs, because every win basically counts going forward for those that are in the playoff hunt. So 7-6, you know, may not get it done, may not get you in to the playoffs at this point. Meanwhile, Jason crushed it with big points from McCaffrey and Josh Allen.
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Perm versus me. I'm not sure I can really win this week. Perm needs this one to stay alive and stay in the playoffs. So possibly take the spot, top spot in our division. Lamar's playing out of his mind, and I'm number 10 in the power ranking. So, you know, you do the math on this one. Nima versus Jeremy. Another matchup with playoff implications. Jeremy needs to ensure a playoff spot, which I think he's going to get this win this week, or at least keep his playoff hopes alive. He's 3-0 in our division and has only one head-to-head matchup against Perm, which means he would win that tiebreaker since he won, which is another thing I think we need to fix. Here's my rant of the week. Every year, I think I mention this. Maybe I don't every year, but in years past, I've mentioned this to our commissioners, whoever that may be, AJ BPAC, usually. I always say, listen, you need to adjust the schedule so that teams in the divisions play each other twice, because what happens is CBS just automatically defaults to say, or to put the schedule to say that everybody plays each other once and then repeats it back in your division, which is not like real football, and we should mirror real football as much as we can in this league, I think. But anyway, so the schedule works that you play everybody once and then you go back over again. And the thing is, because we only have 13 games, we end up losing a spot there in the schedule for people to play everybody in their division twice. So when these head-to-head matchups come up as a tiebreaker, it could affect somebody's playoff spot. So just, you know, as we go ahead, we need to make that, not even vote on it. That should just be automatic as it is in real football, in real life, because fantasy can sometimes mirror real life. Here ends my rant. Sam versus AJ. Well, as if Thanksgiving with the family isn't already awkward enough, this matchup will make it interesting. Sam needs this win for a chance at the playoffs. In case you didn't get that, Sam and AJ are brother-in-laws. Not sure. Do we have any new people? We don't have new people. I think everybody knows, right? Anyway. So Sam needs this win for a chance at the playoffs, as does AJ. Due to their weaker division, 7-6 could win you the top spot if AJ wins out and other teams lose. So stranger things have happened, but I like AJ for this win, as Sam has players like Driscoll, the Lions backup for quarterback, in his lineup. Moyne versus Jason. Moyne can't lose 4 in a row, can he? I mean, I'm not sure I can bet on that happening. Much like the UCLA division, the Cal Poly division has 3 teams that could potentially make the playoffs. It could be interesting to see how this UCLA and the UCLA division play out over the next couple weeks. So I can't even do the math on this. I've tried to do it in my head. I've sketched some things out, but there's so many permutations. That's a good word. I can't even do the math on this, as I've tried. I tried even using the George Michael sports machine to create some scenarios, and I pretty much broke it. So I like Moyne this week going against Jason, who's having to start an inactive wide receiver in Alshon over another inactive Philly wide receiver in Al-Galore. That's hard to say. That's a hard word to say. At the time of recording this, I don't know if he switched them out. I haven't checked it yet. But anyway, so then who is Carlos throwing to then? I mean, is it Jordan Matthews? Is it Whiteside, Hollins? And you'd think that the that Jason would have picked one of these guys up, because one of them is going to be the number one receiver in there. So anyway, but at the time of recording this, I don't know. He's still got Alshon in the lineup, but I'll take Moyne for this one. Caleb versus B-Pack. Well, here we go again. Another matchup, another bet, another bottle of wine sent where it needs to be signed by someone over the age of 21. Bottle of red, bottle of white. All depends upon your appetite. That's a little Billy Joel there. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Great song. Another great song of his is the... what's that song? Oh, Moving Out. Gonna have a heart attack. You need a Cadillac. Something like that. Anyway. both teams have a bit of a win streak going here. B-Pack has been counting up those points, though, like rocks. 1, 2, 4, 5, counting these points. Caleb has to see his number one rookie face him. And Jacobs, who looks to have a big day against a bad Jets team, knowing Jets playing the Jets at home, it could go bad for the Raiders. I have a gut feeling about this. And with no Cook, Caleb has to put in Lindsay. So I'm not sure how B-Pack could lose this one. Linda versus Cadman Sr. It's Linda all day for this one. Cadman Sr. has some notables like Brady and the Niners D, but Linda looks to be the better team this week. Pop Cadman has lost 4 in a row and will probably make that 5 in a row this week, unfortunately. Alrighty, folks, that's the show. I'm your host, JV. Thanks again for listening and tuning in this week. And it's going to be an exciting stretch here in these next two games to see what plays out. Many permutations, love that word, many scenarios that could go just in any different direction. Teams that started at the bottom could now come up at the top. And, you know, teams like AJ, who could win his division at, what is he at? At 8-6? Maybe even 7-6? 8-6, that's 14 games. 7-6? Or 8-5, something like that. But there's really no clear-cut division winners yet that we have going so far. A lot of teams with tied records. So we'll see how this plays out. Exciting as always down the stretch here. As for me, I'm just rooting on the sidelines for my own team to ruin some playoff hopes. But anyway, thanks again for listening, and remember, I'll see you, Epstein didn't kill himself, at the game. Hey, I can remember standing by the wall.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.